This is Northwest News from 88.5 KNKX. The Washington kids who filed suit against the State Department of Ecology to get tougher limits on carbon pollution say current policies don't go far enough. They've unveiled more aggressive legislation they say would protect their constitutional right to clean air. 88.5's environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has a story.
In April, a King County Superior Court judge ordered the State Department of Ecology to issue an emissions reduction rule by the end of the year and to consult with the young plaintiffs about the latest science before making recommendations to the legislature in 2017. 14-year-old Gabe Mandel says they did meet, but the legislation now on the table won't even meet targets set in 2008. He spoke at a press conference unveiling alternative legislation.
Sadly, people in government who are supposed to be protecting us still aren't doing their job. I believe you've heard about the Department of Ecology a little bit. And once again, we children must take the lead.
Their policy would immediately reduce carbon pollution by about 8% per year. That's more than four times the amount written into the current policy. It also includes mandatory annual reporting on progress made.
We know that if we don't reduce CO2 emissions drastically, today's children will face an unlivable world.
A spokeswoman for Governor Inslee's office says he agrees more needs to be done, but it must be balanced with the need for economic growth and that the latest rule will produce meaningful reductions of carbon pollution. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.